Let me introduce you to Adam Graham. Adam will talk for about 15 minutes about his work.
Hi, I'm Adam. If you're on Twitter, I'm at Adam Graham, and if you'd like to...
Well, the Cornwall brand event at Pendennis Castle has been hearing from Adam Graham of Weapon 7, Chief Executive of Weapon 7, about all sorts of things about getting your company noticed and how to do that within the old-fashioned media as well as the modern social media. Adam is with me now. Sum up the sort of things that you think that people need to go away from this event thinking about after hearing your speech.
It's important to remember that even in a B2B scenario, you're still dealing with people, so there's an opportunity there to appeal to the heart as well as the head. It's important to try and have a strong brand presence, because even at a local level for a smaller business, a strong brand helps you differentiate from ostensibly similar products or services, and enables you to have a lot more cut through in your advertising, makes your work last longer and gives a perceived sense of value. And I think it's really important to engage in digital, in social media, to try and be valuable, play by the rules, give people content and the tools to share that content, and really just get involved in the conversation.
Some of the companies you've shown in your presentation have been fairly large organisations who've had the budgets to spend on big campaigns. Now, a lot of the businesses down here in Cornwall don't have those big budgets, but they still have the possibility of utilising social media. What sort of words would you give to them about how to do that?
Well, I think the opportunity of social media, and most digital actually, is that you don't need lots of money. We also have clients such as the V&A Museum, who had a very small budget but were able to deliver a 400% return on investment through smart use of social media and targeted blogger outreach activities. In many instances for the smaller business, you can do it at zero cost. You can be a member of your existing team who can be engaging in conversations, going to the blogs and the places where people are already talking about your brand and contributing to the debate. And I think if you can dip your toe in the water sooner rather than later, you'll start to see the value, and then that will justify further investment.
There was also some concern from some people in the room that they voiced about they have fears about social media and how to handle it.
Yeah, and it's a very, very common one, and it's right to be concerned. But as I said, I think the most important thing to do is to treat this as an opportunity. If someone's talking negatively about your brand, they would do it anyway. The fact that you're able to pick up on this is an opportunity for you to set the record straight. You can turn that hater into a lover. Or as Dell say, they can turn ranters into ravers. You know, someone who's been converted is actually more likely to talk more positively about your brand than someone who is ambivalent beforehand. So I think it's important to get involved in the conversation. If someone's talking negatively about your brand, don't try and delete the comments, or don't be aggressive or try and squash that. I think put your hands up, be honest, be transparent, say, yes, we admit we're struggling in this area. These are the steps we're taking to try and improve it. And I think by doing that, you'll actually curry a lot of favour with the public.
Cornwall has always felt slightly detached, being a long way away from London. The digital revolution is changing that. Do you think that changes the perception of businesses in Cornwall from a London-centric perception?
Absolutely. I think nowadays there's absolutely no boundaries on where companies can trade. I think the internet is now so prevalent, and broadband adoption is so high amongst the United Kingdom that it really is largely irrelevant unless obviously there are certain tangible businesses where you need to have a local presence. But I think actually many businesses in Cornwall can trade effectively with London, as effectively as a business that's based in London.
Will Boeks from Boeks. We're a design agency focusing on healthcare design for interiors.
And what's the main tip that you got from him that you'll take back?
I think be creative, I think, in digital media, so yeah.
Belinda Shipp, marketing manager at Rodders. Really interesting talk, highlighted the need to be really creative and keep talking.
My name's Jamie Seibert, 2020. Probably a tip from Adam is probably just be a little bit more updated on LinkedIn, I think, and just make sure that everybody's on it at 2020.
Hi, I'm Cassie, and I work at Research Instruments in the marketing department. I'd say probably the tip I picked up from Adam most was just in general to kind of the way he approached digital. And we've actually only recently started using social media. So it was interesting to see how he had lots of different approaches for B2B, not to kind of bombard people with the serious facts and kind of think of other ways of just generating content and generating followers, really. So something to consider anyway.
So that's it, really. I hope I've given you some food for thought.